Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. It's your boy, DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Mr. Growing Sexy. We're here on the air with WBMG Radio Show. My host tonight is going to be Arthur Sherrod Tunstall. He's from St. Louis, Missouri, or somewhere in the Missouri area. I'm broadcasting from New York, actually, White Plains. I want to give a big shout-out to my family, friends, and loved ones. Hope everyone had a fantastic Thanksgiving dinner. Thanksgiving weekend, we turned up in New York. We're about to get it popping. We got my man Sherrod Tunstall calling in a few minutes. In the meantime, you know, listen to some music, have some fun. I'll be right back with you, DJ Gatsby. WBMG Radio. Spotlight. Arthur Sherrod Tunstall. He's in the building. He'll be on the air just a minute.
You can f*** with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the store, I can get them both, I don't want to choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now, speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss to a worker. I make bloody moves. Now she say, see.
Once again, it's DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Mr. Growing Sexy, New York's most requested DJ, host, and MC. We're here at WBMG Radio Show with my host, Sherrod Tunstall. Sherrod, you in the line, my brother?
Oh, yeah, I'm here, Gatsby. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. I was worried about you for a minute. I logged in. I didn't see you. I said, okay. I know he's with me. We've been waiting for this. You know, he probably got a little busy over there doing the Thanksgiving turn-up. But anyway, man, thanks for being on the show, everybody. Welcome, my man, Sherrod Tunstall.
Thank you for having me, bro.
Yeah, man, I'm glad to get you on. Thanks again for being patient with me. I know we had scheduled this interview a few weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago, and wasn't able to get it done, you know, with some personal things I had taken care of. I'm glad you was patient, man, and took the time and decided to come on this week. Short notice, too, by the way. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Like, I had some stuff to do, too, but... you know, it was meant to be this time, so I'm grateful for that.
Okay. Also, real quick, I want to thank my guest from last week, cat out of Pennsylvania, great author, great talent, Hakeem Stokes. You know, big shout out to Hakeem, man. Yo, thanks for coming on, man. Thank you, Hakeem, be out there. Also, I want to thank everybody, man, that's just been rolling with me. You know, encouraging me to, you know, continue the radio show, keep what I'm doing, keep supporting authors, and keep shining the spotlight on these cats out here, these very talented people, you know, who are determined to share their artistic talents and literary gifts, you know, with the world, with the nation, and specifically with me on my show. All right, so Sherrod, man, listen, tell people real quick, man, who are, where you from, and what you do before we get started the interview.
Well, I'm Sherrod J. Tunstall. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. I'm a published author with Urban Books, and my latest book now is out of Beating the Odds.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I got that book, man, in the process of reading. I didn't get a chance to finish it. I did feature that at the Book of the Club on DJ Gass's Book Club at, I think it's djgassybookclub.com/WordPress is where that spotlight from that book, man. So go check that out. Again, it's Beating the Odds by Sherrod Tunstall. It's DJ Gatsby's Book Club Book of the Month for November 2014. I wasn't really aware of you and the extent of your writing or either, you know, the amount of books that you had done. And then I was speaking to some people. I said, you got this guy, Sherrod Tunstall. It was like, what? Who? It was in with Live Film Fatale Publishing, and isn't it that to do with Urban Books? I'm like, whoa, let me do my research and find out exactly who he is, because we didn't talk that much. But as I did my research on him, man, I found that you are a very accomplished author, you know, over 6 or 7 books, maybe even more. We'll get to it in the interview. But I'm going to start off right now from the beginning when you first started. So which was your first book, and who were you signed to when you released it?
The very first book I had was Spicy, and I was signed to La Femme Fatale at the time.
Okay. Yeah, is that Michelle Fletcher?
Yeah, that was Michelle Fletcher at the time, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I met her acting in D.C. A few years ago. She had hosted a book expo in D.C. Actually, I was just coming out, man, as DJ Gas's book club, and I was just looking to meet authors and network with them. I actually showed up at that book fair, National Harbor, in D.C., I think it was on 2012, met her and met tons and tons of authors out there. And I can't even, you know, think of the names, but it was at least about 20 or 30 authors out there. And it was my first taste of getting to know these authors, speaking to them, and actually, you know, understanding exactly what authors did and why they were so fond of it. All right, so Spicy is your first book. Now, I'm looking here online. You also released a few more, the Show Me State, Spicy 2 and Spicy 3. How many books did you actually publish through La Femme Fatale?
Actually, I published three. It was Spicy, and the Spicy 2 and Spicy 3. Those were like the same book, but she just broke it down into parts, tried to get readers enticed. And my third book with her was Black Rain. That was my last book with the company before I decided to branch on my own. Excuse me. And I self-published my first story last year, which was called You Know I've Entered the World Of. And then after that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that now. So after Listen to Patel, you go on to self-publish now? Because I know your latest book is with Urban Books. But that book, was that a self-published project?
These knives, no. First, I was going to self-publish it if I didn't get with a publisher at the time. But then me and Brendan Hampton, we've known each other for years, and I actually showed her the book. And she was like, this really has potential, but put some work into it. And I was like, work? I'm like, what? So I sent it to the first editor, and the first editor, she gave it back to me, and I gave it back to Brenda. And Brenda said, this is good, but you could do better. So the two or three nights, me and Brenda, we had actually worked on the book together, and she sent it over to Urban, and about 2 or 3 weeks later, I got a two-book deal.
Okay. Brenda Hampton, I'm aware of her. You know, me being in the book game, man, very extensive, doing my research, and I'm aware of, you know, authors all over the country and in all genres. So Brenda Hampton is definitely one of the authors I admire. I've never met her, but I admire her work. She's got tons of books out, and her body of work is very extensive, man. So big shout out to Brenda Hampton. You know, it's DJ Gatsby here. I need to get you on my show one day. You know, step my game up. I need them A-list authors. Need them A-list authors on my team, man, or just on my resume. So after that, you signed with Urban Books.
Yes, sir. Yes, I did.
Your latest book for Urban. All right, so a lot of people may not know a lot about Urban Books. They have a very extensive catalog as well. Their roster is amazing, the talent that they have over there, man. For the people who don't know who Urban Books is and maybe not be aware of what a prestigious publishing house they are, tell us a little bit about Urban Books, who owns it, and some of the other people on the team over there, man.
All right. Urban Books is owned by my idol, of course, New York Times bestselling author Carl Weber. He's one of the authors on there also. Brenda Hampton, my literary agent and my literary angel. Kai Leeks, Jonna B., who else? Nikki Michelle. And at the time, I think Ashley and Jaquavis, they were on there at the time.
Sure.
And
sure.
Nikki Turner is my girl. And Quan, just to name a few.
Hello. Familiar with all of them, man. I've worked promoting some of those artists, Ashton Jaquavis, Quan, and we're here to, you know, some other people out there. So I'm very familiar, man. And when I said Urban Books, I said, well, wait a minute. This is not the man in 3D called Weber Urban Books. And lo and behold, it was, man. So, you know, I'm going to tip my hat to you, man. That's a huge deal right there. You got to tip my hat to you right there, man.
Thank you.
You know, he doesn't. You know, he's very exclusive about the talent that he brings on board. Again, he's a New York Times bestselling author himself, you know, executive producer in films, And dude, man, has got a hell of a resume, man. How did you get your deal? Everybody wants to know how these artists are getting these deals, man. How did that deal come about? You know, real quickly, man, tell me how you got signed, and actually, when did you get signed?
Okay, actually, Brenda Hampton, because I've been talking, like I said earlier, I was talking to Brenda for years, and I was did my last book for La Femme, and I asked Brenda, like, I don't know what to do, like, should I just self-publish, should I go to another label? She said, why don't you try Urban? And I said, that was always my dream label to go on anyway, but I didn't know how to get put on. And Brenda said, for those type of covers, you need a literary agent, so she agreed to be my literary agent. We worked on the book and everything else, and she and I were working the book for almost like 2 or 3 days trying to get it prepped for them. And then the waiting process, I think it was like 3 weeks, a month or two, something like that, around March or April I got signed. And she had sent me an invoice saying that Urban wants the book, they want to take it on. And I'm like, what? They want to do 2 books. And I'm like, what? Urban, are you serious?
There you go,
and
man.
So I got my, and I got my lawyer to look over everything. And he said, well, everything looks legit and go on ahead. So that way I signed it and I got a 2-book deal.
Oh, man, 2-book deal. I can't. I'm about to start writing books, man. I'm on the wrong side of the table here, man. I'm publishing me. Trying to do TV and radio, man, and being this media business, man. I'm going to get some of this author money, man. Y'all getting deals out here, man. Real, real deals. Okay, so you do the deal with Caldwell, Urban Books, and it seems like you're on a book tour. I don't know if it's on a book tour or you're just promoting the book, but tell me some of the things, because people probably don't know, what are some of the things that you've done since the release of the book now, and when exactly did it get released?
It got released August 29th of this year, and I didn't want to do a book release party like that way because so much was going on with Labor Day weekend, so I decided to do the last day of the month of September. I did a book release party, and it was a good little turnout. I was shocked myself how many people came. I was like, Lord, like I was trying to promote it, and people said they were coming and didn't come, and people I didn't think would come and came. I'm like, what? And I remember my hustling ways when I was with La Femme. I got bookmarks made, everything made, and mailed them out to different bookstores. And I even keep some on me, and I say, hey, I'm Sherrod Tunstall. I'm a local out there in St. Louis. If you like to read books, check me out. And I even do the old school way. I even sell my books on the streets.
You got to hustle like that, man. Everybody sells their books on the street, man, because, you know, you got a large population that doesn't, they don't live online. They don't do business online. They're not online. If they are, they're probably just on Facebook or Instagram or something. They don't do business online, so you have to do that. And I'm glad you were smart enough to kind of remember that. Hey, you know, you got to get people where they're at. And speaking of that, you just had a book signing recently, or a couple of book signings, because I've seen pictures of you, you know, with readers holding your books. I'm like, you got a book signing someplace. This ain't no book release party. Where was your recent book signing, and how did it go?
It went pretty good. It was at Black Visions Books Gifts and Gift Baskets, and it's one of the last Black bookstores here in St. Louis.
Oh, well, congratulations on that, man. Congratulations. Once again, everybody, it's DJ Gatsby. We're here with celebrated author Sherrod Tunstall. He's talking about his latest book, Beating the Odds. It's a WBMG radio show. And we're going to take a quick break. Sherrod, don't go nowhere, man. 2 seconds. I need to handle something really, really quick. I'll be right with you.
Young Money.
Me and my Will pull the AOD back. AMG 63. I tell all my rake it up, break it down, bag it up, sit up, bag it up, rake it up, bag it up, I tell all my what, rake it up, break it down, bag it up, sit up, rake it up, I make.
Yeah, Sherrod, thanks for being so patient, man, for me. I had to do something real quick. Like I said before, DJ Gatsby, Thanksgiving weekend. We're in New York, man. It's turned up. We got my man Sherrod Tunstall here talking about his latest book, man. Listen, about that book. Now, I'm into the book. I like the plot. I like the storyline. You know, I didn't get so far in the book to actually do a review, but I'm anxious to see how this book ends. And we're going to get to that in a minute. Because when I look at your other books, Spiceseed 1, 2, and 3, The Show Me State, and the other one that you did, it seems like this urban book deal, you took a turn in, you know, I'm not going to say your genre, but you took a turn in the type of book that you're writing. So am I correct that you kind of, you know, showing a different side of your writing talent with this current book, Beating the Odds?
Yes, because at the time, like, I was just strictly focused on that hardcore urban genre, and I was trying to write this one, and this book almost took 7 years to write, and I was going to keep it the same book because all my books are based in St. Louis. And I wanted to do something different. Like Kay Michelle said, I want to create my own genre. And I was talking to my mother about it. She said, everything, you write real good, but she said, be different. Like, take it out of St. Louis. Be more global with the reader so everybody can read it. And I'm like, okay, like, I don't know how to do that. So she just said, just let your mind and body go and just write. And that's just what I did. When I wrote, after I got through writing and I read what I wrote, I was like, what? Like, what is this like? This is a game changer. Like, it was scary because it was like The Cartel, The Godfather, and some other,
yeah,
like, romantic stuff. And I'm like, okay, like, it's different. And everybody said it's good, but it's different. And I'm like, is that good, get different in a good way or a bad way? And I just said, hell with it. I'm just going to take a chance.
Yeah, I think you did a great job, man. Particularly, storyline is not straight hood. You know, you got cats trying to get money, dudes trying to hustle. They trying to come up ready to do whatever they got to do to get this paper. But it takes them out the hood. It takes them out the country. And, you know, like you said, you're dealing basically, you know, with international intrigue and mystery, man. I'm going to read the synopsis for the book real quick. Sherrod Tinsel Beating the Odds. It goes, Brad Carter is down on his luck. He loses his job, catches a woman in bed with another man, and he's days away from being booted out of his home. He's wanting to get away from his problems. Brad and his boys go to a nightclub where they meet a wealthy stranger who offers them $50,000 to go to Rio de Janeiro and track cocaine back to the United States. That right there caught me right there. Because you said a whole lot right there. Like, dude down on his luck, a chick straight, you know, that, you know, caught him in the game. He's losing his crib. You know, his boys is out. They trying to chop it up. And dude throwing 50 G's at y'all to make a move out of the country. All right, so I'm going to continue. It says, they jump at the opportunity at the time of their lives in Rio, but when it's time to return to the United States with the drugs, all hell breaks loose. Brad and his friends are caught. And being in jail is not anything they could have imagined. That got me as well, because I'm saying, all right, they're good now. They do the deal. They headed back home, and now they get arrested. I don't know if it's the border. We're not going to do I'm not going to do a spoiler here, but now they're arrested, and they caught up in the game. And they somehow, and this one got me, they somehow hatch a plot in prison to get out. And that's what I'm going to read. I'm not even going to read the rest of the synopsis, man. I'm going to leave that right there because if you don't know any more, if there's anything else you want to know about this book, Beating the Odds, you're going to have to at least go to Amazon and read the synopsis. And once you read the synopsis, I guarantee you're going to pick up that book. You know, even if they don't know who you are, they're not familiar with your writing, anybody reads that synopsis, man, has got to be caught. You got to be like, oh, wait a minute, hold on. You know, I got to see what really happens to Brad and his boys right now because they're not in the hood no more. You know what I'm saying? You international now, and you know you in a big pond with some big fish, man. Now, this particular book, man. Where are you going with this? I mean, is it a part two? You say you have a 2-book deal with Urban Books. Is there going to be a part two for Beating the Odds, or is there another title that you're going to be releasing as the second part of that 2-book deal?
It's going to be Beating Eyes Part 2, but I'm going to change the title. It's called Hard-Hearted, and I'm going to do that with Beating Eyes. But right now I'm at 96 pages because writing a sequel is hard because it's like you want to do the first book is good, but you want to do the first book justice. And that's what think was tripping me off, but I'm trying to get back into it because, like, I'm so hard on myself because, like, I'm my worst critic when it comes to my rank because I want it to be just perfect, and I want to come harder with the second book than what I did with the first book.
Okay, so all right, so you're saying there is not a part two planned for right now, or there is a part two with a different title?
It is a part two planned with a different title because the part two title is called Hard Hearted.
Hard Hearted?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. Okay, and that picks up right with Brad and his team after they go through this episode or whatever it is, doing this drug deal and getting arrested and trying to get back to the States. So it picks up after that, after the ending of that. Listen, man, that book is fire right now. You know, that book is fire right now. It's not a typical writing. It's not a typical story. You know, you don't have the cookie cutter cover. I like where the cover is because you said you're beating the odds. You got the paper. You got money on the cover. And then you got the prison behind you. So and when I look at that, it says that, you know, that jail time, that prison is behind you because you beat the odds. And I like the cover, man. And I think a lot of brothers and sisters, you know, who are fans of not just urban fiction or street fiction, but an interesting book, is going to love beating the odds, man. Really do. I can't wait to finish it. And also, man, I'm looking forward to reading some more of your work because I have been familiar with those spicy titles and I went back. I'm familiar with that spicy, but I never got a chance to read them. It didn't really come across my desk, or even through the book club for many of the members to read that particular book. But as any time I deal with an author or work with an author, particularly doing an interview, I like to know everything that they've done and get a taste of the type of writer that they are. But like I said, I didn't get a chance to read that. As soon as I finish beating the odds, I'm actually going to do that and read some more of your work. Once again, everybody, it's DJ Gatsby. We're here Thanksgiving weekend, WBNG Radio Show with author Sherrod Tinstall. Talking about that book, it's fire, it's hot, the street heat, man. Y'all make sure to check it out. Beating the Odds, it's on Amazon and Kindle. And it's published by New York Times award-winning author and film producer. You know, I got to be a great honor, man, working with this dude, man, and having your book by him, man. I just got to tip my hat to that, man, because, you signed with some big
Thank
boys
you.
Right there, man.
Thank you so
you
much.
You signed with some big boys right there, man.
And I actually met him years ago because we were at a book convention in Memphis, Tennessee, and I actually saw him. And at first I was like, what, this is Carl Weber? And I was almost scared to go up to him. And I'm like, I'm going to introduce myself. And I basically, like, threw myself at him. I shook his hand. I said, that you are my idol. Like, I hope one day to be signed with you. Like, I admire his work. And it was something how Brenda was signed with him, too. And it was like she was there and Carl was there. And I'm like, this is just destiny.
Man, you got a hookup, man. Brenda was the plug right there, man. What? I love her work, man. I love what she's doing. I follow her. And Carl Weber, I follow him, too. Actually, the first person I ever interviewed on my TV show, you know, the talk show with DJ Gatsby, probably like the TV show I had in D.C., the first person I interviewed, her name was Monica Mathis Stowe. And I asked her, who's your favorite author? And she said Carl Weber. Like, she was about to go off topic and do the whole show talking about Carl Weber, his books, his writing, how much she admired his business sense and the way he moved in the business. So I got mad respect for that dude, you know, just from his body of work and the way I see his brand being used to help a lot of other people. You know, a lot of times you don't get well-established authors publishing other people. They may write a book with somebody or, you know, say, and wrote it in conjunction with. But this dude, man, is just offering deals. He sees his grind. He sees the hustle. And he pulls them right in. And I like that about Carl Weber. Again, man, Carl, if you're out there listening, Mr. Weber, I need you on my show as well. You know, contact me or I'm going to contact you. It's DJ Gaffney, WBMG Radio Show. I want to get you on, man, because I'm about to set my game up. So I deal with a lot of artists, man, but I need to be dealing with, like you said, more next-level people because there's a lot of people under them You know, now they bring a lot to the table. You know, they bring a lot to the table. Like, I've interviewed Wahida Clark before. I've interviewed Ashlyn Chiquavis. I've interviewed Quan, Treasure Blue, DC Book Diva, Eon Williams. You know, the list goes on.
But yeah.
Every time I interview an author, I hear about other authors, either who they're affiliated with, who they admire, or who kind of they just want to drop names and give somebody some shine, you know, and lift them up. You know, it's only a 30-minute show. Sherrod, I'm getting ready to wrap it up, man. What can your fans look for in the future? I know you said it's a part two to Beating the Odds, but you're going to be on tour. You got a book signing anywhere. What can they look for in the future?
All right. Just look for my bookmarks. I'm trying to do something in the summertime because right now it's going to get cold and I don't feel like traveling. I have to do stuff in the spring and the summertime. I am planning on going to Atlanta this summer for the Atlanta Kickback, but I am trying to get some stuff together, like book signs and stuff, and just doing my regular old hustle, selling my books in the street any way I can.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot going on, man. You know, I could talk to you after the interview is over about a lot of bookstores on the East Coast that still sell urban books, that just still do signings and have nice turnouts. There's a Harlem Book Fair this summer in New York. And probably some other things. The Atlanta Kickback, I heard, that's Tamika Newhouse and her team, right? The AMBC group, that's who that is, right? Is that
right.
Who that is? Yeah, yeah.
I think it's Tamika. Yeah. I think it is.
I'm not sure. Anyway, big shout to Tamika Newhouse. I met her as well. I interviewed her and some of her authors on my radio show, too, man. Love her to death, man. Very accomplished, successful young lady. Brilliant, brilliant. Mind, man, and I like the way she handles her business. And so, big shout out to Tamika Newhouse, man. I got to get her back on the show one of these days. People are trying to find you and follow you on social media, man, and or buy your books, man. Where can they find the books at, and where can they find you on social media?
Okay, you can get the books at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target, Kmart, or you can buy them from me off the street. And I'm on Instagram as Sherrod D.A. the Arthur. And I'm on Facebook as Sherrod the Arthur, if you want to look for me there.
Yeah. Also, man, I'm gonna thank you, man, for promoting, you know, your appearance on the show, sharing the flyer. I seen that flyer everywhere, man. I'm looking around saying, damn, you know, I'm going on trying to do some postings. I'm like, this dude got an Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I'm like, damn, I can just lean back. He promoting his appearance on the show. You put the word out there for me, man. So I really appreciate that, man.
Enough, that meant a lot for me. Like.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that, man. I really do because, you know, a lot of times people don't want to, you know, they don't want to put in the work, man. They don't want to, you know, do their part, man, in order to try to promote themselves and or their brand. Even though I'm in that business, you know, I'm in the media business. You know, we do the online radio, TV, and internet as well as print, but it's nice to know people really, you know, they still hustling, they still grinding, man. All right, before we go, man, any shout-outs, any well wishes, you know, for the holiday seasons you want to put out there, family, friends, or your fans?
All right, I want to thank everybody for supporting my work. Like, I didn't think I was going to have a fourth title out at all. And I'm just thankful for people like Brenda Hampton, Keisha Urban, who else, Carl Weber, Chris Vernet, and all my family and friends that got me to this point. And I thank you all, and I love you all. And I thank you too, DJ Gatsby, because like this business, it's rough, but in the end, like my boy Quan told me, just keep writing, keep hustling, and in the end, it'll all be worth it.
Yeah, man. Listen, you know, you got to keep doing what you're doing, man. People notice you even when you don't know it. People watching you even when you don't see them watching it. People's reading your books and buying your books even when they don't write reviews. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So stay focused, man. Keep your head up, man. You know, you got this far, man, on talent, man. And the way you stay there is by respecting the game and respecting the people who actually buy your books. You know, a critic and reviewers are two different people. You know, so you got to respect the opinions of critics, and you also respect the opinion of reviewers, but know the difference. You know, I started off as a book reviewer and slowly turned into a book critic because rather than just reviewing the book, I wanted to give it a critical analysis and or my opinion of the entire work, the cover, the book, the editing, the promotion, everything.
Yeah.
And that helps me decide who I work with and who I don't work with, who I charge and who I don't charge, who I follow and who I don't follow. And it makes a difference because everybody wants their 15 minutes in the spotlight, but they don't want to do what they need to do to get there, you know. And you seem like the type of dude that even though you wrote the books, you still understand that, you know, there's a lot for you to do. You know, there's still a lot of work for you to do, man. When you work for Carl Weber, a brother like that, you see how much work he has put in. He didn't just write books. You know, he didn't just do self-publishing. He became, you know, a boutique publisher. He put other people on. You know, he got his books in on film. You know, he made the movies, and he's probably still next-level plans for him out there. So you're working with a great talent, man. Learn from that dude. Learn from your team. Big shout out to Brenda Hampton and everybody out there, man. I see a bright, bright future for you, my brother. And again, I appreciate you taking the time out to be on my show. Yeah, we'll talk.
No problem. Anytime, bro.
All right. Once again, it's DJ Gatsby. It's my Thanksgiving edition. As I said before, happy Thanksgiving to all my family and friends and loved ones near and far. Thanks to everybody who supporting me in 2017 on the radio show. Also, don't forget to vote for DJ Gatsby and WBMG Radio Show as Best Literary Radio Show. It's the WBMG Radio Show with DJ Gatsby. We're nominated for Best Literary Radio from Literary Jewels Awards. So big shout out to Keisha Cole for nominating me. Big shout out to everybody else who's nominated in the category. But please go online and vote for DJ Gatsby, Best Literary Radio Show. You know I got to plug myself before I go. All right, Sherrod, man, thanks to my God bless. Keep in touch, man. I got that book review coming for you. And if there's anything I can do for you, man, you know, in your career or anything going on, you just want to chop it up, please feel free to give me a call, man. So I'm up, bro.
No problem. Thanks again.
All right, good night.
Good night.
All right. Good night. God bless everybody. Enjoy your weekend, man. We got to get this thing straight, man. Sherrod, please, man.
Young Money.
You on your weekend.
You too, sir.
Good night, everybody.
AMG 63. I tell all my rake it up. Break it down. Bag it up. Sit up, bag it up. I made love to a stripper. First I had to tip her 20,000 once. She said I'm that. I said I'm that. I already know it. I come with bad weather. They say I'm a storm. BBS is in my chum. That's a Rockefeller chain. I was sending bricks to Harlem back when Jay was still with Dame. I'm a Philippe child. What? I got a Patek on. Okay. Got a stripper with me. She picked up the check home. She gon' fuck it up, fuck it up. She don't need makeup. She gon' rake it up. Pay up. She said, pay for the pay. Wait for the pay. Ain't God to forgive me. Cause I pray for the.